Your resume is stunning. To run for what you're about, for what you're doing, and you've demonstrated with the community with the Second Harvest, and how is employment in your area? I mean, I'm tying this in the sense that homelessness, Second Harvest, shelters, and your sense of being a responsible citizen and volunteering, how is that all going in your area?
Well, I'll say first that when
this is the Quality News Network. The U.S. says Al-Qaeda was behind Iraq's deadliest attack in almost a year. Four near-simultaneous suicide bombings targeted a small Kurdish sect in northern Iraq. At least 200 people were killed, another 200 wounded. 9 U.S. troops were killed yesterday, 5 of them in a transport helicopter crash in western Iraq. In Afghanistan, 3 German security guards have been killed and another wounded. Their convoy was struck by a roadside bomb. And Miami jurors in the Jose Padilla terrorism trial begin deliberations today. Padilla and his co-defendants are accused of supporting Islamic terrorism overseas. If convicted, they face life in prison. San Francisco, arguments begin today in the federal appeals court trial of a Saudi Arabian charity accused of assisting Al-Qaeda. Lawyers for the charity will argue the government spied on members of the group and their attorneys without a legally required warrant. The Bush administration is considering designating Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a global terrorist group. The move would authorize the Treasury Department to confiscate the Guard's finances and go after those who do business with the 125,000-member group. The Big Island of Hawaii hunkered down last night as Hurricane Flossie barreled past, dumping almost a dozen inches of rain. Winds exceeded 100 miles per hour. The first hurricane of the Atlantic season is fermenting east of the Caribbean Sea. Forecasters predict the storm, Dean, will strike the Lesser Antilles and Puerto Rico by this weekend. In Israel, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has easily won re-election as leader of the right-wing Likud party. The victory makes Netanyahu the forerunner for prime minister in the 2010 general election. In Washington, Republican Representative Dennis Hastert of Illinois announced he will retire when his term ends next year. Hastert, first elected in 1986, served as House Speaker longer than any other Republican in history. NASA expects to decide today whether repairs are needed on the Space Shuttle Endeavour before it returns to Earth. NASA engineers say early reports suggest the shuttle can leave the International Space Station on schedule and re-enter the Earth's atmosphere safely. Gold is trading at $675.90 an ounce. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
If you're a news junkie, there's a book you must read called Don't Mess with the Press, How to Write, Report, and Produce Quality Television News. Don't Mess with the Press is a textbook for journalism students and a handbook for people already in the business. While written primarily as an instructional guide, Don't Mess with the Press is also useful for people who follow the news closely, who want to understand how news decisions are made by quality reporters to ensure they get the best news coverage possible. Don't Mess with the Press was written by Tony Seaton, founder and executive producer of the Quality News Network. Tony began his broadcast journalism career in his teens, eventually covering Watergate, 6 elections, 5 space shots, and a wide range of general news. He also produced Barbara Walters' news interviews for ABC. Ordering information for Don't Mess with the Press can be found at qualitynewsnetwork.com. Visit our website and click on the Don't Mess with the Press link.
Australian scientists say they found a previously undiscovered underwater current uniting the planet's oceans, part of the system controlling the world's climate. The current travels offshore south of Tasmania. The New York Times reports some Chinese-made vinyl baby bibs sold at Toys R Us and other stores have tested positive for lead contamination. Consumer prices rose at the smallest rate in 8 months in July, mostly as a result of falling gas prices. Shares of Applied Materials dipped 3% after it posted lower-than-expected quarterly profits. The chip-making equipment supplier cited slow sales, particularly from flat-panel display manufacturers. The company that owns Marshalls and TJ Maxx said its quarterly profits were halved as a result of costs associated with the massive breach of customer security. Home Depot announced a drop in quarterly profits of nearly 15% on earnings of nearly $1.6 billion. The world's largest home building chain blamed the sluggish housing market. Light sweet crude is trading at $73.01 a barrel. And on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 36 points, the Nasdaq down 7, the S&P 500 is flat. Silver is trading at $12.481 an ounce. There's more on our website at qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
All right, everybody, time to wake the hell up. Time once again for the Cup of Joe Radio Show. Once again, I'm not so humble host, Joe Vecchio, voice of the working man, thinking man, voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies, the anti-American policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Hey, if you want to call me, let me just start off giving you the proper number, 1-304-658-5453 is the number to call in if you want to call in. Please use that number if you possibly can. Or you can use our toll-free number, 1-877-443-2366. The 304 number, 304-658-5453. A lot of you have free minutes on your cell phone, or you have one of those free long-distance plans. So if you've got one of those, call that number. Call that number. How's everybody doing today? Man, I had a time yesterday. Let me tell you about what happened to me yesterday, because it really kind of drives me crazy, and it's why I need another job. You know, I'm hoping to get this promotion at work, but you know, to be perfectly honest, maybe I just need to find another damn job. Although the problem is all the other jobs that I'm qualified for don't pay worth a crap either. But no, what happened is I call in to work around I get up yesterday around 7 o'clock because I was so tired. I didn't do the show yesterday, and I'm sorry. And I went right to sleep, and I woke up around 7 o'clock or so. And I have to leave for work at like 9:30. And around 4 to 8, 8 o'clock, I realize that I don't have any clean clothes and that I have to run downstairs and do laundry. And actually, I didn't have enough change. I had to borrow some change from my roommate in order to get quarters, because we have the new place doesn't have an in-home washer dryer. I mean, it does. There's one in the basement, but it's a pay one. So I have to go down there and pay for it. But I have just enough change to drop in there. And then I call my roommate to let him know that I had $2 bills that I was going to break in the quarters to do this, but I didn't have time to run out to get any. So I borrowed some quarters from my roommate, and I said, hey, and I gave him a call, and I said, listen, you know, I hate to tell you, I borrowed some quarters so I can do laundry. And he said, well, Joe, you really do need to get some back, because I got to do laundry when I get back home. You know, so while the stuff was in the wash, I ran out and I got change. I went down to the check cashing place, and I got some money from somebody. So what I did while I was down there, I bought some bus pass, because my financial situation was such. And yeah, I'm getting kind of to a point. I just want to talk about the whole crap of what happened last night. I don't sound like I'm just rambling, but I got to get this out because it was so weird. So I went down to the check cashing place, and of the $80 I received, 40 of it was gone. I went up for bus passes, and I also paid $10. Well, I didn't really, you know, it wasn't really like I bought it. I got $10 worth of quarters. Okay, so I could have plenty. So I came back, you know, gave my roommate his quarters back. He came home and said hi, and, you know, we were talking and stuff, and I had my stuff in the jar. And I called work to let them know I was probably going to be a little bit late because I had to do laundry. And he said, okay, but we do have work for you. Come on down. So I finally, you know, the laundry gets done, and then thankfully it only dried. It only took one load to dry. Sometimes I have clothes. I tend to overdo it a little bit, you know. Not do small loads. I tend to do like fairly large loads. But, you know, it still fits fairly easily inside the washer. But sometimes it takes a little longer than 1 hour to dry, one session. So, okay, then we have to do another half an hour or so. But everything's cool and gets out on time and all that. So I get down there, and I get down to work, and it's only like a little bit later on, around quarter after 11. And actually, I walk over to the bus stop on Western and Devon here, and there's a girl on the phone, young girl, woman of color, but that really doesn't make a difference. She's there with her husband and her kid, and she's talking on the cell phone, and she's talking. You hear how I'm talking now? Now imagine me talking, and I said to her, you know, why are you doing that? But then she put the finger on my head. For 25 minutes, this woman talked nonstop. And I swear to God, it was all one sentence. And there's a guy there sitting next to me, and I'm joking. I said, does she have a battery? Do you have a switch or something? You could tell. She said, nonstop, completely. And I'm wondering, you know, is the person on the other side of the phone, do they just have, like, the speaker on? And, you know, every now and then you just go to the phone and say, uh-huh, and then just walk away and not even bother to listen? And she's just going on, and I was telling the guy, you know, I said, I got a buck in my pocket that says she doesn't stop all the way when she's on the bus, wherever she gets off, that she doesn't get off 1 second. And he was just laughing. He said, I'm not taking you up on that. So I really had to hold myself back from getting a serious case of the giggles on the whole thing, because I was really starting to laugh because it was just so funny. It was just going, I was passing the time counting adverbs. Okay. So I finally get down to work. It's about quarter after 11. I stop at the 7-Eleven, get the hot dog. They sell the Yenna beef hot dogs now. When they sell those, I buy those because those are the best damn hot dogs in the world. And then I go into work, and there's one box for me to scan. And I look at it, I said, you know, this isn't going to keep me busy for more than a couple hours. And he said, I know, but, you know, it's something. I said, yeah, but the problem is if I work for 2 hours, I can't get back home because the bus doesn't run that late. The bus stops at a certain time. If I'm here, I have to be here until at least 4:30, 5 o'clock when the buses start running up again in the morning. So he's like, well, if you want to get out, now's your chance. I said, I better go because, you know, I don't want to finish this up at like 1, 2 o'clock and then have to just wait here for 2 or 3 hours. I don't like waiting around at work when there's no work. I'm sure a lot of you do feel the same way. So now I'm pissed because I wasted an hour and a half getting down there. And it takes about, you know, anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half to get down to work, depending on whether I catch the trains or buses or have to wait for them. I wound up waiting about 25 minutes. So I'm walking back, and there's a couple of ways I can go home. There's several ways, actually. I could take the Brown Line up and, you know, maybe catch the 49B, go up Western, which is what I normally do. But the 49B stops earlier. You have no idea what I'm talking about. The 49B is the bus. Or I could take the Red Line train up to Loyola Station and take the 155, which gets off practically right in front of my house, right up the street. And it's displayed at night because I'm not sure how late when the last 49B is. I know the last 155 goes at 1:30 a.m., so I want to get up there. But I'm walking down the street. I'm going to go into the Red Line, and I went down there, and I remember.
It seems we're having a little technical problem here. We'll be back in just a short bit with the Cup of Joe radio show here on the Head On Radio Network. We'll be right back.
there's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Wad, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in the news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. And if we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
If you or someone close to you has a hearing loss, here is some great news. Thousands of Open Caption videos are yours to borrow, and it's all free. Open Caption videos make it possible for the hearing impaired to understand television. The Caption Media Program offers classic Hollywood movies, special interests, and educational videos. Visit us online at cfv.org or call 1-800-237-6213. You can register to be a user and make your selections from our online or printed catalog. It's just that easy, and we'll even pay for the postage. Open Caption videos are perfect for the classroom, your home, or even the workplace. The nonprofit Caption Media Program is funded by the U.S. Department of Education and administered by the National Association of the Deaf. Tell a family member or a friend about the Caption Media Program today. Bookmark cfv.org for free loan Open Caption videos or call 1-800-237-6213.
And now back to your favorite host and mine, Cup of Joe.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that little technical issue. Nothing to worry about. We're okay. The Martians have not attacked us. I can inform you of that. The Martians have not attacked. Everything is fine. There is no need to panic. How's everybody doing today? As I mentioned, it's miserable weather here in Chicago. Just absolutely the worst kind of weather you can have as far as I'm concerned. Just nasty. And there's cloud cover, but it's really not raining. It's not enough apparently to drop a whole bunch of rain, which would cool things off. And it's just like a warm, wet mist. It's yeah. Everything sucks. It all sucks. Now ELO, and it's in the chat room there. ELO is saying, "What do you mean? Don't panic." I peed my pants for nothing? ELO, ladies and gentlemen, is Sir Robin from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I saw armor, I was so scared. Don't soil your armor, ladies and gentlemen. We're okay. Everything's perfectly fine. Nothing a few thousand dollars wouldn't fix. There was an article in the LA Times today talking about the great awaited speech from General Petraeus. You know, George W. Bush always says he likes to listen to his commanders. You know, I'm listening to the commanders on the field, except the ones that tell me I shouldn't go to war in Iraq. But I'm listening. The Democrats shouldn't be making policy on war because I'm listening to the generals. They should let the generals make it. And I listen to the generals unless they disagree with me, in which case I fire and replace them with someone who does agree with me. Because I'm the decider fire. I'm the decider fire. We're going to have some decider fine right here. And, of course, the very serious people, and I love, you know, Atrios, I think, was the one who coined the term. Glenn Greenwald has been using it to great effect. But the serious people in the punditry have been saying, well, you know, we must wait for the general's report in September. We have to wait a little more and, you know, watch more American lives die, more Iraqis killed, just so we can be sure that we're on the right track. Because, you know, America being the sole superpower, it's important for us to throw our weight around a little bit. Because if we didn't throw our weight around, then we wouldn't be worthy of the name Western civilization. Well, we're right about that. They're right about that. But it turns out that the report that General Petraeus is supposedly going to give, which is basically going to be stay the course, 1,000 points of light, is being written by the White House. And there's your reality. This president does anything he wants. This president does absolutely anything he wants. And the Democrats, we might want to have some hearings. You think you want to, you know, maybe answer a subpoena? No, I'm not answering any subpoenas. I'm not doing anything. I'm the president. I'm above the law. I may be the president without a brain officially now the Karl Rove is supposedly going away. But I'm the president, fire. I'm the president. And he does anything he damn well pleases. Now, I looked at the surge, and I looked at, you know, the whole war thing and everything going on with that, left and right, back and forth. I looked at that. And I'm thinking, are these people kidding? And, sometimes you go under the assumption, okay? You go under the assumption because maybe you're brought up that way or maybe you see it that way or maybe you just think that's the way it should be. But you go under the assumption that the people who write these fancy op-eds, the people who do stuff like that, they're intelligent people and know what they're doing and you can, to a certain extent, trust their opinion, trust their judgment. Okay? That's how, because, you know, that's the way you want to think, you know. They wouldn't let idiots write op-eds for for important newspapers, would they? Would they? But then you look at what they're saying, you know, the war, the war, the war, the war, the war. Surge, 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 surge. And you keep thinking, are they just stupid? Are they tarted? How do you let tarted people write an op-ed? How do you let tarted people get us in the war? How do we do that? And I was thinking when I was saying the, you know, stay the course, 1,000 points a lot, I was remembering the old Saturday Night Live bit years ago with Dana Carvey doing the first Bush in a debate with Michael Dukakis, played great by John Lovett. Lovett. And George Bush, you know, they ask him for, you know, for a comment. You know, he's like, you got 1 minute, Mr. President. Stay the course, 1,000 points of light, blah, blah, blah. You know, you still have 30 seconds. Stay the course. And he just, you know, okay, Mr. Dukakis, rebuttal. I can't believe I'm losing to this guy. And that's basically, you know, how I said, I can't believe we're losing to these guys. And, you know, it doesn't help us that we have guys like Chris Matthews, who first of all go, oh, Fred Thompson, oh. But he also made, did you see the crude sexual comments he made to that lady doing the reporting about the news, about the stock market? It's unbelievable. And he's like, well, get a little closer to the camera, would you? And she's like, huh? Get a little closer to the camera. Is there something wrong? Is there, nothing. It's all right. You look gorgeous. You look wonderful. Can you believe that? How much money does this man make? Pay me that money. I'll screw up just as bad. You know, I used to joke when the NBA draft or the football draft come along that they should hire me because, you know, I'll take a minimum salary and, you know, sit on the bench for a year. I don't care. I could practically retire off minimum salary in the NBA and in the NFL. What is a minimum? Like something like $600,000? I'll deal with that. I'll take that for a year. What the hell? We got the bottom of the hour coming up. I know we just seems like we got off a long break, but we got the bottom of the hour coming up. We have to have time for the Winds news. Let's go ahead and do that, Agnes. Agnes Kincaid, wonderful Agnes Kincaid running the board there. We'll be right back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
From the Night Sound Studios, here's Charm City's very own, sassy and classy, Erica Richards.
Join us at Night Sounds every Saturday night at 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern for a unique musical experience. You'll hear featured segments like One Hit Wonders, Under the Covers, and Night Sounds dedications hosted by yours truly, Erica Richards. To request a dedication, please contact Erica Richards at billyshearsmusic.com. That's Erica with a K and Shears, Shears. To reach Billy Shears, direct your email to nightsounds@billyshearsmusic.com. We'll be waiting for you this Saturday evening.
This is Billy Shears, and hey, thanks for lending an ear.
If you or someone close to you has a hearing loss, here is some great news. Thousands of Open Caption videos are yours to borrow, and it's all free. Open Caption videos make it possible for the hearing impaired to understand television. The Caption Media Program offers classic Hollywood movies, special interest, and educational videos. Visit us online at cfv.org or call 1-800-237-6213. You can register to be a user and make your selections from our online or printed catalog. It's just that easy, and we'll even pay for the postage. Open Caption videos are perfect for the classroom, your home, or even the workplace. The nonprofit Caption Media Program is funded by the U.S. Department of Education and administered by the National Association of the Deaf. Tell a family member or a friend about the Caption Media Program today. Bookmark cfv.org for free loan Open Caption videos or call 1-800-237-6213.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back here in the Cup of Joe Radio Show. Once again, I'm announce the humble host, Joe Vecchio, voice of the working man's thinking man, voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Hey, the number to call in, once again, 304-658-5453. The 877 number, I'm being told, is being put on hold right now. So if you want to call in, that's the number to call in, 304-658-5453. I think one of our interns is doing phone sex on the line, so we don't want to interrupt them because, you know, they get so little. How's everybody doing today? I was commenting on whether or not, you know, the national punditocracy is just stupid. And you look at the things, some of the things that they write, and you look at some of the things that they say, and you just wonder, are they dumb? Is there something wrong with them? And you can't help but wonder how people who make so much money, and these people make a lot of money. And what is Chris Matthews makes in the millions of dollars a year? Millions? And how they can, you know, just be so stupid about stuff. Are they so cloistered in their little Washington circles that they can't just see what's going on? I just don't understand it. What entices people to think that invading another country for no real reason, invading a country that was not a threat to us and that had never declared war on us, or never even made statements, you know, really threatening us, except to call us, you know, not nice people when it comes to them, and we weren't, you know, whatever. But what entices them to think, what gets them to think that it's perfectly all right to just go in there and invade them? Look, there's no excuse for war except self-defense. That's the only excuse for war, is when you absolutely positively have to. War is an admission of failure. When you go to war, it means that you've failed to achieve anything along the goals that you want by other means, or that you're incapable of compromising. It means you have failed. That's when you go to war. And we failed miserably. We didn't even learn the lessons of Vietnam, which was only, you know, 30 years ago, 30 or 40 years ago. We didn't learn these lessons. And we should have learned these lessons. Because it's a very simple lesson to learn. All this fear about the domino theory, you know, I like to joke to people who still bring up the old, you know, we got to fight them there so we don't fight them here. That's a bunch of crap. The Iranians are not going to come over here. The Iraqis were not going to come over here. 9-11, yeah, here 9-11, but you know what? 9-11 could have easily been prevented. Maybe if we had a president who didn't get a memo, who when he gets a memo saying, hey, this guy's planning on attacking the nation, goes on vacation. And in fact, I remember that vacation because I remember the news when that was back when I had cable. They had the news talking about the vacation, and they had a little flag and a picture of his a little flag waving and a picture of his phony ranch out there, and it said, "Home to the heartland." Mr. Bush is a good regular person. He's going home to the heartland. And I'm like, are they friggin' kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's not the expression I use, but you know what I'm saying. You get my point. But he gets this memo in August. Big headlines. Bin Laden determined to attack U.S. Does he care? No. It was allowed to happen. Or, you know, some people believe he was complicit. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The only thing I think you can say for sure is that the real reasons we went to war have nothing to do with the reasons they gave. We know that for a fact. Just like we know that whatever reasons Karl Rove gave for leaving the White House had absolutely positively nothing to do with why he really left office. I don't know what's going on. I don't pretend that I want to know what's going on, but I do know that what's going on is criminal. And that's the important point. And we ought to get him the hell out of office. Because they deserve to be out of office. They deserve to be in jail. I'd be happy if they just never held power again in their entire life. Someone pointed out that you could impeach somebody to prevent them from coming back into government. I think we ought to start pre-impeaching people. I think every time, you know, if we get a fully democratic control Congress, controlled by the right Democrats, the correct ones, I should say, every time a Republican presidential candidate comes up, we ought to pre-impeach them to prevent them from running for office. No, I shouldn't give them ideas because they'll do the same thing to us. You know, and herein lies the problem. Because the Republicans are involved with power politics and don't really care what bridges they have to burn to win, they're setting all sorts of awful precedents. They're setting all sorts of precedents that we either have to follow or risk falling by the wayside because we won't play the same kind of game. The Republicans aren't playing the same game we are. We're sitting there, we're talking about strategy, we're talking about, you know, well, I'll use a sports analogy, you know, a baseball analogy. We're talking about, well, we need to get some better pitching, we need to get, you know, improve the leadoff spot, we need to get a better first baseman, blah, 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 blah. Republicans are talking about setting fire to the team airplane and killing everybody on board. That's the difference between Republican strategy and Democratic strategy, okay? The Republicans are thinking outside normal strictures of government because, you know, government operates in a certain way, and you either respect those principles or you don't. And if you don't respect those principles, you're going to have an advantage. And what you're going to do is you're going to force the Democrats to either be perpetual losers because they won't go outside the system or to just ratchet it up until it gets untenable. And you have a situation where it's impossible for people to support either party. I nominally support the Democrats, but I'm very unhappy with the way they're running things. I'm very unhappy with the fact that they seem to be allowing George Bush not only to get away with stuff, but actively giving him more power, just like they did with the recent FISA laws. Where apparently what happened was some guy from the FBI or the CIA or something, you know, came and scared him about more stories of terrorist attacks, so they all buckled and folded, you know. The only way we can possibly be safe is if George Bush is listening to me talking to my sister on the telephone. Now they say, well, that's not, you know, only it's people calling out of country. That's a bunch of lies. What does anybody believe? Anything this administration has to say? If this administration says 1 + 1 = 2, I'm going to double check my math books. Okay? That's how much these guys lie. And it's just unbelievable. And they just say it and they say it and they say it. And they just don't care. And who was it? Was it Lakoff? It was Lakoff or somebody wrote, these guys aren't so much liars as they are BS artists. Because there's a difference between a lie and BS. When you tell a lie, you understand and you recognize that what you're telling is not the truth. You recognize that it's a lie, and you're doing it for a particular reason. When you're a BS artist, you just say anything you want. Because you either feel you're not going to face the consequences for what you say, or you feel that the truth is absolutely doesn't matter. You're just saying what you want so you can get what you want. And that's what these guys are. And again, it's all stuff I've talked about here on the show before, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the ships at sea. It's all stuff that I've talked about before, and it just bears repeating. You have to understand where these guys are coming from. And the only way to stop it is to be absolutely ruthless, but ruthless within the rules. Because if you go outside the rules, then you have a circumstance where you're just escalating things. Now, I talk about stuff going outside the rules all the time. I talk about let's get a baseball bat and bash some skulls in. Okay, that's the way I feel sometimes, and it's just because I get angry and frustrated because you just want it to be over. And I'll tell you something, if and when a Democrat wins the election in 2008, it's not going to change much. Not because the Democrats are a bunch of weak phonies, and that's partially true, but because these guys are not going to stop. And I've discussed this with Bob Kincaid, and I've discussed this with other people, and I'm saying, what they might be doing now is just basically sitting this election out. They'll let a Democrat win in 2008, blister them miserably, and constantly for 4 years, and then try to foist Jeb Bush on us. The best way we have of dealing with this, first of all, is to fix the election system so that at least it's fair. So long as we have these Diebold machines, we're always going to be in danger. And if anybody believes for one instant that Karl Rove is like retiring and not going to do anything, you're fooling yourself. People like that never retire. They are always active in some way, shape, or form. Their work is their life. They don't go to their family. Their family is just something for them to come home to for a little while before they go off again. Or in some cases, just a little trophy to brag about. That's all their family is. But all these guys talking about going home to their family, no, don't believe it one little bit. This is pure power politics. And again, as I've repeated to everybody time and time again, all the Republicans know how to do is to get power, and the only thing they know how to do with the power once they get it is to get more of it. It's 1:45. We got one more chance to take a break here. Let's go ahead and take our last break. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the Muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 3/4. All you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time, on the Head On Radio Network.
This is the story about a group of kids who volunteered.
We fixed stuff, did some art projects with the kids.
Clean up the park.
We worked in the woods.
I just wanted to do something.
We fixed up this house.
Did something for the planet.
Hey, that was all I needed. And you know what? It was great.
It was a blast.
At first, they didn't know each other.
I didn't know anyone.
Well, that didn't last long.
This guy is really funny.
Me?
These are my new friends. These are really good new friends.
Are you into it?
Are You Into It is a volunteer program for kids like you who care. If you want to make a difference in your community and make friends, call 4-H toll-free at 1-888-77-YOUTH or check out our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
This definitely made a difference.
I feel like I can do everything now.
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System, and the Ad Council.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back here on the Cup of Joe radio show. Last 10 minutes or so of the show. I was talking earlier about Glenn Greenwald and talking about the very serious people, and Glenn Greenwald is really laying into them. Because let's face it. Let's face it, they have been wrong all along. And they still are marginalizing the people who have been right all along. Now, Glenn is arguing, and rightfully so, that these people are saying that America has the right to invade and attack other countries at will because American power is inherently good and our role in the world is to rule it through the use of superior military force. And I agree with that assessment. Greenwald also, he's quoting neocon pretending to be a liberal David Brooks. I don't know why people think David Brooks is a liberal in any way, shape, or form, but that's, you know, that's, you know, what I keep hearing people say. But he keeps quoting him as saying that American hegemony, I can never pronounce that correctly, is a fact that's not going away despite the disaster in Iraq. Well, that's true enough. But let's be clear about something. This is not a political hegemony. It's a corporate one. It has nothing to do, ladies and gentlemen, it has absolutely nothing to do with the rights of the individual. It has nothing to do with the pursuit of happiness. It has nothing to do with the creation of a more perfect union. What it's all about is the rights of multinational corporations, the right for them to pursue profits and power, and the creation of a caste system of slaves and owners with nothing but a pretense of rights, freedom, and happiness. You don't have to listen to me about this. You see it every day when you go to work. There are so many people who are miserable at their job. They do it because they have to. And maybe one of the reasons I have trouble is simply because, you know, I have trouble putting up with the BS more than other people. You know, I just this is dumb. And I'm too stupid not to say anything, okay? But it's the type of world that makes everybody miserable, even the people who have money. What good is having all that money if you really, you know, you're not happy internally? If you want prime examples, look to Britney Spears. Look to Paris Hilton. Look to Lindsay Lohan. These women have all the money and all the fame in the world, more than anybody could ever want. And they're going crazy. They're going to jail. They're driving drunk. They're sending themselves into rehab. What kind of life is that? That's not being happy. That's being miserable with money. And that's the kind of world these guys want to build, that the David Brooks of the world want to build. And so they pushed for this war. A lot of them did. All of them did. They pushed for this war. And there was no defensible reason for war with Iraq. None. And I don't know what the real reasons are. I'm not a psychiatrist. I can't tell you what the real reasons are. I'm not in on their top secret meetings to find out what they're really up to. Is it a combination of a lot of things? Probably. But you can be sure, you can be absolutely freaking certain, ladies and gentlemen, you can be sure that whatever the real reasons for going to war, it had absolutely nothing to do with national defense. It had nothing to do with saving the Iraqi people from the bad man Saddam Hussein. It had nothing to do with stemming the rise of international terrorism. And in fact, the war in itself was an act of terrorism. That's what it was meant to be. Shock and awe, remember? It was meant to be an act of terrorism. It was meant to scare people into doing what America wants. It was an attempt to scare them into, quote-unquote, modernizing their societies. Well, I don't know that much about Arab societies. I don't think I necessarily want to live there. But if this is modernizing them, no. You know, no. Come on. And how can you be so stupid as to believe this? That's what I can't understand. And it backfired. Of course it backfired. What the hell do you expect when you destroy a nation's government, when you destroy their infrastructure? What do you expect? And it backfired because the serious people obviously have no serious knowledge of history. They have no serious knowledge of the military. They have no serious knowledge of anybody else's culture. And their actions have made the world a more dangerous place for everybody, including them. And Greenwald is right, and everybody else is right, to insist, those who are insisting, that they ought to be just shunned. Why should you listen to them? There's no reason to listen to them. To be so incredibly wrong about such an incredibly important issue, there's no reason to listen to them. You know, I've discussed this from time to time, and I remember I first talked about it with Bob Kincaid on the air on his show. But I when I think of this, I was just remembering the Athenians during the Peloponnesian Wars, when the Athenians were fighting their arch rival Sparta. There was an island named of Melos that was a Spartan held island, and the Athenians liberated it, quote unquote. But they occupied it, caused a bunch of stuff, and the Melians were not happy with it, and they wanted the Athenians to go, basically, to remain neutral. But the Athenians sent a huge fleet there to basically take the island over. It was a small island. It was not very difficult for Athens to do that. And, you know, the Melians tried to, you know, have some diplomacy, talk them out of it, and the Athenians were like, you know, it doesn't matter what you say. You know, we're going to do this because we can. And the Athenians were right when they discussed this with the Melians. They were right in one aspect. They said, you know, they were talking about rights, and they said rights only come into play between equals in power. And that's absolutely right. And for the last few years, America has not been an equal in power. America has been the lone military superpower. Yes, you have China with a lot of nukes. Yes, you still have Russia with a lot of nukes. But they don't have the same kind of ambitions that we do. At least they're not so overt about it. And with the Soviet Union gone in particular, America felt like it could just push its weight around. And what I think, when people talk about a platform or something for the Democrats to run on and all that stuff, and we need more than a platform. We need a vision. We need an idea. And I think really, really, seriously, that it's time we started thinking about ending the era of the great nation states and start thinking in terms of a global society as opposed to just a global government. You see, that, and herein lies the problem. A government is just a framework. No matter how good it is, it's just a framework. The Founding Fathers wrote one of the most brilliant documents of all. It wasn't perfect, but it was a brilliant document. And it did its, you know, its premise was, basically, we're going to take men's ambitions and we're going to pit them against each other, and that will keep everything in check. And it works fine to a certain extent, but then people start going around the rules. In ancient Rome, it worked that way. For 460 years, their republic lasts. 460 years. But as Rome got more powerful and more wealthy, it attracted the types of people, and then all of a sudden, people just started using their military. First Sura, then Pompey, then Caesar. And then you get emperors. A government is just a framework. Their government fell. Granted, it was a lot more complex and not as good as ours in that sense. But You're seeing it happen now, where America's gotten very wealthy and very powerful, and that's attracting the very wrong kind of people. What matters is building a society around that framework of government. That's the key. Building a society where it wouldn't be thinkable for us to declare war on somebody that wasn't a threat to us because we're just so afraid. A society where it's unthinkable to allow people from Katrina to just die in the streets because you just don't care enough about them. And you know, I'm not suggesting that any of this is going to come quickly, and I'm not suggesting that that's going to be perfect. I mean, we're still going to face problems. Human nature still hasn't changed. I don't think we can build a perfect society. I don't think such a thing exists. I doubt we can even build a good society, considering, you know, our worst half hasn't caught up with our ability, technological ability, to kill each other. But maybe if we work at it, we can build a better world. Worth a try, don't you think? And on that, I need to head out because we're finishing up. The Cup of Joe Radio Show has been produced by the Head On Radio Network. Our good friend, the lovely and wonderful Agnes Kincaid, running the board in the studios in West Virginia. The Cup of Joe Radio Show has been sponsored by UnreportedNews.net. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news. America Back on Track with Tony Seaton follows on all of your head-on radio network stations. Until tomorrow, this is Joe Vecchio with the Cup of Joe Radio Show and saying, hey, 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 let's get back to work.
I want a cup of Joe, I crave a plate of Dave, open a jar of John, don't put anything on, I'll chug a jug of George, I'll sip a mug of Doug with the creamer of steam. How many more does that leave? Give me a pot of Scott, heat up a pan of Stan, throw in a handful of Dick, that'll do. Every trick to the carafe of Matt upon a tray of Ray, I'll lick a spoon of Sean. Do I need to go on? I want a cup of Joe. Yeah, da 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 da.
About the issue of individual rights and privacy rights and all of these other things, and it is very difficult. And there are specific pieces of legislation, not only at the national level, but in each state as well, which govern procedures dealing with student life on campus, if you will, whether it's their grades, the rights of their parents to know the parents pay the bills, but yet at the same time there are privacy restrictions to access to their grades and various other things. I know here at Concord in West Virginia, we have a very large, relatively large for the size of the campus, resident population. We have about 1,200 students out of a student body of about 3,000. So more than a third of our students are resident students. And we still have a procedure at midterm where we send home grades of students in trouble. But now we have to abide by all sorts of privacy limitations, et cetera. Parents get really irritated, especially if they're paying the bills. They want to know basically how their son or daughter is doing, and in many cases, without written permission, we can't tell them. So I think this is an issue for all of us. We have a caller on our line. We're at 23 minutes after the hour, and we have Dave from California. Hi, Dave.
Dr. Bill, it's been a while. I listen most all the time, and I very much appreciate and enjoy your show.
Well, thank you. It's really fun to hear from you, Dave. How are you today?
Oh, not bad at all. It's a beautiful day here in Eureka, California.
Great.
Becoming
a great
there too, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's good. We're in for a pretty good stretch of weather here for the next 3 or 4 days, it looks like.
Well, the thought that I would want to share with you today, if I might, is that I think an awful lot is interconnected of why things are going crazy like they are. And it's part of the fact that we're living in a time where our country is involved in illegal wars where bees, we now hear, are dying off. The environment is under threat. The treasury is near bankrupt. Our country has fallen into the hands of what I consider just outrageous criminals. And it's a time